Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtue of ilm, the virtue of true knowledge, that knowledge that takes a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that brings about the fear of Allah ta'ala in a person's heart. So today we do a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likened three types of people to three types of land. The first type of land is that land that accepts that rain that comes down. It absorbs that rain, and thereafter lush greenery, fruits, crops, things that benefit the people, etc., grow from it. So one is it's accepting that water, and thereafter it's also benefiting others. It's benefiting itself and it's benefiting others. Beautiful, lush, green. Whatever grows from the ground that is useful to people, this land now grows that and gives that off. We can think about it in our understanding. Mangoes, lychees, it gives out from the ground itself, maybe carrots and those things that grow in the ground, from the ground, pumpkin and all types of other fruits and vegetables. This land beautifully gives out, even beauty it gives out from itself. Then there's another example, another land Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam refers to is a, like a banjar zameen, like a land that you'll find in the desert. When it rains, the water comes, the water seeps in. It doesn't benefit anybody. Nobody is benefiting. Itself is not benefiting also. It's not benefiting anyone else. That land is, that water is almost like useless type of example. We'll, as we read the hadith, we'll understand better. Then there's a third type of person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likens him to a different type of land, like a hard land, almost like a clay ground. When it rains, it gathers water. Water gathers. It doesn't absorb the water itself. So this type of ground doesn't absorb that water, but it gathers water so people can come take from there. So the water is like a riverbed or like a pond, etc. It gathers water so people are benefiting, but it itself, in itself, is not absorbing that water. So this is the third example that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave. So as we're going now, we'll see. Now that example where a person just gathers, in other words, himself is not benefiting, although his knowledge is beneficial to other people. Others are benefiting from what he's saying and what he's talking and what ilm he has, but he himself is not better benefiting from his own knowledge. So beautiful examples of three types of land Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to explain how people benefit and benefit others from the rain that comes and from the land that you get. An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu qala an-Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mathalu ma ba'athani Allah bihi min al-huda wal-ilm kamathali ghaythin asaba ardan فكانت منها طائفة طيبة قبلت الماء فأنبتت الكلأ والعشب الكثير وكان منها أجادب أمسكت الماء فنفع الله بها الناس فشربوا منها وسقوا وزرعوا وأصاب طائفة منها أخرى إنما هي قيعان لا تمسك ماء ولا تنبت كلأ فذلك مثل من فقه في دين الله ونفعه ما بعثني الله به فعلم وعلم ومثل من لم يرفع بذلك رأسا ولم يقبل هدى الله الذي أرسلت به متفق عليه. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the example of guidance and knowledge which Allah Ta'ala sent me would is like that of abundant rain which falls on the earth. Some of it is fertile and absorbs the water and causes grass and vegetation to grow. So that's one type of land. Some of it is hard and holds water, enabling Allah Ta'ala to allow people to use it. They drink from it, they give it to the animals to drink and use it for irrigation. Some of it is barren. Now this is the third type of land. Some of it is barren land and it neither stores water nor allows vegetation to grow. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains now about these three types of land. The first type of land is an example of a person who understands the deen of Allah Ta'ala and that which Allah Ta'ala has sent me would. In other words, sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would. Hence he acquires knowledge and conveys it to others. So this is the first type of person. He acquires the knowledge, he benefits from it and he conveys it to others. And the third, the last type of land is an example of a person who pays no attention to knowledge and does not accept the guidance of Allah Ta'ala which I have been sent would. In other words, he's not benefiting himself and he's not benefiting anyone else. And that third type that was mentioned, in between that type we explained, is that person that is benefiting others, but he himself is not benefiting. It is hard ground, like a clay ground. It gathers water, stores water. Others are benefiting, but it itself is not benefiting. Allah Ta'ala make us such that we be from amongst the first type, that fertile land. We are benefiting ourselves. When we learn something, we are the first people to put it into practice. Thereafter, we can continue practicing upon it, and we continue benefiting, teaching others, so that we become like that fertile ground, that we be a constant benefit to others all the time. You find that fertile ground, everyone benefits from it. Those people that are staying around there, and even those people that are staying far away in our times and age, it's very easy to understand. People export goods. Different parts of the world. Sometimes the rice is coming from India. Sometimes the spices are coming from a different country. Sometimes the fruit and vegetables are coming from Spain and other places. But how this happens is that ground accepted that water that came. It allowed for it to grow. It benefited itself and is benefiting people throughout the world. This is the example of those people that have gained this true knowledge. Allah Ta'ala give us also the true ilm, the true knowledge. That we don't only listen to it and then forget about it, but we listen to it, we practice upon it, and we be a means of benefit to others. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.